Can I just ask, how was it?
Very, very long and tiring. Wow. Well, I was just not ready for it because I just didn't train enough. It was lovely. I mean, it's a beautiful event, but it's a serious challenge.
People shouldn't take it lightly.
No, for sure not. You need to do some proper training to be ready for this. And we still, you know, we had 437 starters, I believe. And, well, we have 40 here. So that's like another 400 still coming. So it's going to be a few more hours before the last one is here. Yeah, it's great. It's an adventure, but it's tough.
For someone who has done, I don't know how many hundreds of Grand Tour stages you did, can you compare what the terrain is like to something that that world cycling fans might understand? I mean, Wisconsin compares to what, would you say?
Well, fortunately, we took the south further on. We took the southern route, so it wasn't that hilly. It was undulating at the start and a big flat part. A little more hilly in the middle, and unfortunately really flat towards the end. It was really, really nice to finish off on a little easier profile. It's just the distance that makes it so hard.
And not the weather you would expect for Wisconsin in August.
Well, it could always be worse, right? I mean, it didn't rain, later in the rain. It was a little wet in the morning, but now it didn't rain, and temperature is still nice. So, no problems, no complaints.
This is a maybe a bigger deal in Europe. Is part of what you're doing here trying to raise the profile of road cycling in the United States?
Well, we not only try to raise the profile of road cycling or like professional cycling, but also doing some bike advocacy. You know, like make people aware of, hey, a bike rider has the same right to be on the road than a car driver, because hey, we both pay taxes and both of our taxes pay that road. So we try to promote that we need more bike passes to get the bikes away, so it would be less dangerous to ride the bike, especially for younger bike riders, for the children. And also in cities we need like sometimes, you know, some bike parking spots and all that. There's a few things we try to implement and make people aware of, that there needs to be a certain change.
Is there any hope, do you think, for road cycling to be a spectator sport on the same scale as it is in France or Italy or Spain in the United States?
Well, now that the Tour de France organization, they bought the Tour of California, or they own the rights now, they're going to make it, I guess, bigger and maybe a World Tour event. And if it's in the highest category in the World Tour event, that means all the teams have to come. So more and better riders going to come, and hopefully that attracts more people and more sponsorship.
Well, and for having been in competitive cycling for as long as you have, is it a mindset change for you to be in a more recreational setting like this?
Well, today was not much recreational. It was just pretty much suffering all the time. I just don't want to suffer anymore. I mean, I did so many years and kilometers in my life. Basically, I don't train never ever anymore more than 2 hours.
You were a commentator at the Tour de France. Was it at all hard for you to be there but not competing?
Not at all. Not for a second. No. I did 18 years as a professional, and I had enough time and chances to compete against the best of my sport, to look for my challenges, to test my limits, and no, not a second. I left it all out there. I'm happy where I am.
Well, Jens Boy, thank you so much. Congratulations on a terrific career and a ride across Wisconsin.
Thank you, sir.